policy liaison for King County Hazardous Waste Management Program. Welcome to My Northwest Weekend, Margaret.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on to talk about this important bill.
It is, and there are two bills before legislatures aimed at the problem, one in the House, one in the Senate. Can you explain the bills and how the push is going to get these passed?
Well, we are working to create a statewide system to give people a safe way to dispose of those leftover medicines you were just talking about. We need this to protect our families from abuse and poisonings of with these medicines, and we need to protect our environment, make sure those medicines don't get out into our waterways. We want to have everyone have access to a convenient drop location where they can take those medicines. We've got these programs working in some communities, so we know how to do it, but we haven't been able to spread the program across the whole state due to lack of funds. And we think a statewide program would be way more efficient than just doing it here and there. So we're asking drug companies that sell medicines in our state to provide the take-back program, and I can tell you more about how the cost of that is really small compared to the amount of medicine sold in our state.
Now, I remember last year there was a take-back program that was sponsored at sheriff's substations and police stations where people could bring in drugs and you know, it didn't matter what it was or what kind of drug it was, no questions asked, they would just take that. And how many tons did they actually collect? I mean, it was a huge amount that people actually turned in that ended up not being in landfills and not going down the toilet and eventually into the environment and into the water system.
Exactly. It's kind of staggering amounts of medicines that come in. You're probably thinking about a take-back day, a Saturday last September.
That's about it.
There were about 100 locations across our state, and more than 9,000 pounds of medicines were collected. You think about how much an individual pill weighs, or even the pill bottle with pills in it, and think about 9,000 pounds. It's a lot of medicines.
That's more than four tons of medication. My goodness. And that ended up being disposed of properly.
Exactly. And we have, in a few counties, law enforcement or pharmacies have take-back programs. It's been more than 80,000 pounds of medicines collected in the last couple years, and that's without any real funding to promote those programs.
Now, I was going to ask you about that because I know that pharmacies know how to dispose of medication because they have to, you know, if they have expired drugs on the shelf, they have to be able to dispose of those. But it's more voluntary right now if pharmacists want to accept pills for disposal, isn't it?
It is, and the problem is most pharmacies really don't have the funds to do this, so it's really only a handful doing it. We have a lot of pharmacies supporting the legislation in Olympia because they would like to volunteer their staff time to help out with this, but they need someone to help pay for the transportation and the disposal. And that's really the question we're getting at with this legislation is, who should be paying for this? Why should it be that our sheriffs or our law enforcement are trying to find a few extra dollars in their tight budgets to pay for this? Why don't we work this into the cost of the product and do this program in the private sector? Like you mentioned, you know, pharmacies already have to dispose of medicines that they don't dispense that are expired. There's all sorts of private sector systems for doing this. Let's get those working and create this solution for all our communities.
Now, the idea of this push is, even though it's a bill that's in the legislature right now, the push is for doing something that needs no state funding and no government-run oversight. So it seems simple on the surface. Why is there a problem getting this through the legislature?
You know, that's exactly the thought I've had for the last several years trying to pass this legislation. We have so much support from this legislation, from communities. All the experts are supporting us. Law enforcement sheriffs are coming down to Olympia to say, pass this bill. And somehow, sometimes common sense ideas get very confusing in Olympia. We are asking the pharmaceutical companies to take on a new responsibility, and they are saying no right now.
So that's the pushback right now is from the drug companies.
It's from the drug companies. They are, you know, they really don't want to pay for this, even though it's pennies that we're talking about, pennies per prescription. And they're casting a lot of doubt. There's a lot of confusion being raised about what really is quite a simple idea. In fact, they have already squashed our bill in the House. It is dead for this year. But we have a bill active in the Senate that is gearing up for a floor vote. We have to make that bill pass the Senate in the next couple weeks before March 7th so that we can create this solution for our communities.
So if you think this is a good idea and you want to set Senate Bill 5234, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if you want to support this, what's the advice that you're giving to people in the state of Washington if they want to send a message to Olympia?
So they can find out more about this whole issue and about the problems of prescription drug abuse and poisonings by going to our website at takebackyourmeds.org. We also have a Facebook page by the same name, Take Back Your Meds, and we're trying to push out current info about that bill. To find out about Senate Bill 5234, you can go to the legislature's website, which is www.leg.wa.gov. And they can find out where that bill is and find out all the other information about their legislators there, too.
All right. Well, we'll make sure we put a link up on our website. We'll make it simple for folks just to go to mynorthwest.com. Again, quickly, Margaret, since you're dealing with waste management here on prescription drugs, barring a place to take your drugs, what is the safest way to dispose of prescription medication right now? Obviously, not going down the drain. How do we do it safely for
right.
the moment?
Well, that website I mentioned, there are some community take-back programs in existence, and so that is really the best way to dispose of these medicines. The DEA is saying take-back programs are the best way to dispose of your medicines. We absolutely don't want to see people flushing them. The next best thing, which is advice I really don't like to give because you need to be very, very careful, is hiding them in your trash somehow. And, you know, it's a silly thing to ask people to hide something in their trash that could kill someone. And so that's why we're really working for a better solution by giving people access to take-back programs.
Yeah, one thing I would pass along, too, that if you're out there and you take any kind of controlled medication that's considered a narcotic, make sure you peel the label off of it, because that's all people need to know is that you're taking some sort of medication that has street value, and you don't want that in your trash either, right?
Exactly right. That's what the DEA is saying. You know, it's putting things that have a tremendous street value and are used for abuse into your trash is not a safe thing. So we know that there's a better solution out there, and what we're trying to do is convince our legislators to listen to our communities and help us create the solution.
All right. Margaret, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck on the Senate bill, at least.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. That's Margaret Shield, Policy Liaison with the King County Hazardous Waste Management Program, working on a bill right now in the Senate in Olympia to help find a way to deal with a safe and easy drug take-back program for expired and unused prescription drugs. You're listening to My Northwest Weekend on 97.3 FM.